Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrong.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. Welcome to a Thursday. It's 12/19/24. Howdy, fellas.
Howdy.
Hi, Rick.
Good morning.
Hello, guys.
Our buddy Rick's here today. We're going to do our top 10 songs of the year today. Excited about that. That should be good. That should be fun.
Yeah, also, it's always fun to look back on the songs. And, of course, these are, you know, our opinions of what we think. And we just compile it all together.
These opinions do not properly invent them.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So I may not agree with everything, you know, that you see on another chart or... And we have some rules. We'll explain it all.
I did see another chart this morning, and I was like, yeah, that one, most of those songs wouldn't qualify based on the date. Like, they just did.
Right.
They just did top 10 songs played in 2024, which is a completely different list. Because
absolutely.
Obviously, a lot of those songs could be, you know, 2 years old and still being played a ton.
Yeah, right.
So
can I say something on there, Jay?
Please.
Was Texas Hold'em by Beyonce on that list?
It was not.
Okay, thank God.
No, it was not. Thank you for right off the bat. Coming out swinging, baby. Let's go.
Was it on our list?
I would hope not.
Number one, baby.
Kevin, do you do Chinese food that you make yourself? Instead of, you know, obviously you can buy a prepackaged or whatever like that, but
I mean,
like from scratch, kind of like, you know, you buy the ingredients, put it all together and
loosely,
do all that. Do you?
I don't know if it would even count really as Chinese food.
Do you know
it
how to make an egg roll? Like,
oh no.
You just push it.
I was going to say it, and then I thought, man. No. He's worked into this so well, I'm going to let him have it.
Rick, how you doing? Everyone, welcome to the show, Rick.
It's a great start in the morning.
Oh, golly, is it though?
See, when I say those jokes at home, I do not get nothing. I don't even get a drum roll, and
you don't get a nice shot, people, you get nothing. You need to start carrying a sound effect for your dad joke.
Yeah. I just live on the house with all the females and everything, and they look at me with the eyes seriously, dude.
Seriously, dude.
They look at me with the eyes. It's hilarious.
Especially with a freshman daughter.
Oh, man.
Your girls
There's not much funny right now.
Yeah, your girls aren't getting any younger, and that's not going to help you.
No, I got a sixth grader. She still sticks with me somewhere.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Other than that, though, yeah.
Screwed. Oh, it comes back. It's fine.
Yeah.
Ten
eventually.
More years. I got it. I got it back.
Yeah, you got it back. That ABC storage joke.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Man, those guys.
Yeah. I had seen it before, and then I saw it again this morning, and I'm like, yep, there you go. That's
a good tradition of humor like no other.
Yeah, just sticking with it. Not that easy.
But what does the other side say?
I don't know. I have a tough time.
You can look on
time.
Your way home there, Jay.
Well, I do, but it's kind of in a weird spot where there's like trees, and then I'm like, I don't know, safety or the joke. Which one do I want?
That's literally right by like next door to my work. That storage unit is right next
the
door to my
work. The one that's on out in the valley?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Like, I get to see it all the time.
Yeah.
Is that updated daily or what are we talking about?
Monthly.
Monthly. Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I think they take a couple times of the year off when they have that. Don't they have like a sale?
Oh, yeah, they have that big old sale that's right on the main or that road right there.
I need to go to that one of these days. That seems like that'd be kind of cool. Do they just take all the stuff that nobody claimed and then you say, oh,
they take
man.
All the units. Yep.
I that really want to buy somebody else's junk.
Jay, I'm
$500. Take it all.
So bad.
I know somebody who does it. And I was like, wait, like the shows? And they're like, yeah, it's exactly like the TV shows, but without all the excitement.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's no hidden safe in there.
Yeah.
It's pretty boring, but you do find a lot of stuff.
Well, we'll get to our top 10 songs here momentarily. Right now, we got to get to our first On the Outside Looking In song.
Oh. I kind of feel bad for it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Kevin James.
I want an official Red Ryder carbon action 200-shot range model air rifle.
No. Shoot your eye out.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
See, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. Tuesday, six more sleeps. Yeah, I was just. It seemed right, but I wanted to count it out to make sure. Yeah,
that's handy. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah,
I hadn't done that in my head, but that's all over it.
It's important.
Granddaughter here the next few days.
It's important.
Yeah.
Got to know off the top of your head, so you can just go right at it if need be for whatever reason.
Sleeps.
Yeah, six more sleeps, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin,
what's up, Kev?
We want to talk about it, Rick?
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic. I would love to talk about that.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I get here this morning, and Rick is arriving at the same time because we're, we're like soul sisters.
Okay.
Whatever they call that.
I don't think they call it that.
No, they call it that.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, I believe.
There you go.
Yeah, so we show up at the same time. And... of course, Rick doesn't know the gate code,
right.
But I do.
Sure.
So he lets
me in,
turn and go in first.
Genius.
And I'm going to punch the little code in, 421.
All right. That's not.
I'm going to punch it in, and we're going to be all set.
So you didn't even do it right.
So I pull in there, and like I do every day, and all of a sudden, I don't know if it's because I looked back at Rick for a second to see if it really was your truck, because I just saw headlights sitting there. I didn't know 100% that it was you. But when I turned, I looked kind of in my mirror to make sure. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Rick's truck. And all of a sudden, I just hear.
Did you pull forward or did he drift back?
He did the right thing and drifted back.
Oh. No.
No.
The was the front of my car hitting the keypad.
Genius.
But he didn't drive forward, thankfully, like some people would.
Oh, it would have just ripped it off. It would have ripped it off.
Yeah.
So you just started moving forward and you were too close to the keypad and hit it?
I was turning in, yeah, Jay. So I turn and I'm turning, and as I'm turning, my front hood basically just caught the edge of the card reader.
Yeah.
And
it could have been a lot worse. I looked at the damage.
Oh, God.
It could have been a lot worse.
I could have ripped the card reader in half. That was my first concern, right?
I didn't care about
my car.
Did I just tear that out of
like,
the ground?
Oh, God, did I ruin the whole keypad and then...
God, how great would that mass email be?
Oh, jeez. And I know I got to tell him I did it, obviously.
Is it like dislodged to
a
degree?
No, it didn't look good. It looks like it was fine. I mean, because I punched the code in and everything was fine. My car's got a nice scrape on it.
Oh, man. Good morning, America.
What did I do after that, Rick?
Did you back up then?
I do not say those on these stations.
I don't say those
I
words.
Literally yelled all the bad words I could think of.
Oh, my goodness.
Out my window.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just as loud as I could in the whole neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably scared off all those cats, seriously.
Yeah, yeah. And the guy living in the back, probably.
Just like, seriously, dude?
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Every day you pull in there. I've had it before where my mirror will... want to hit it because it's just, I don't know, some days it goes right over it and other days it's like, nope, we're going to hit.
Right.
Well, it's like those at the STCUs or whatever, the bank teller things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you're in a truck, though, it's kind of hard to, like, you have to get out your window sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Get close enough without having your mirror hit it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a
struggle is real, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know, Steve.
You have to go up
you're
to
in
him,
a
Steve.
Corolla.
Yeah, I go, actually, mine goes underneath, so I don't need to worry about it.
No, I'm sure it does, actually.
It really does, actually. Yeah.
I believe you.
Steve's sitting on a phone book just to reach the keypad, he's like, oh, okay, I'll get there.
Don't get mad at phone books, Jay.
Yeah, I'm not.
Those who stand on phone books.
Very handy. They ever stop delivering? This one never goes south, this phone book. I don't think it will because I have it taped up.
Yeah, I mean, that thing could last forever.
Oh, yeah. The day that I walk out of here for the last time, I'm taking it with me just as a memory.
You should.
It's the only thing I really want.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are like, what are you going to take? Your microphone? What are you going to take? Nope, my phone book.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hello, hello. You know, speaking of orange soda, gracias to Mr. Rick here for providing me with some this morning.
You're nice, welcome. Rick. Yeah, Rick brought in gifts. He brought us each a drink. That was very nice. Mm-hmm.
Very
appreciate
nice.
That, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
What's in the bag that's on the floor, may I ask? Or is that a surprise?
No, they're bagels. I went to the GU game last night, so I didn't have time to prep anything glorious like I usually
do. Don't blame you, yeah.
Did you have fun at the GU game?
It was a blast. I mean, there's really not a bad seat in that house.
No that's students true. Last night, right?
No
yeah,
students.
Yeah, they're on their break, yeah.
But it was still pretty packed.
And a, you know, decent crowd, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
People
yeah. Well, and they scored over 100, which is always great.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Took a minute to get there, but yeah.
Yeah, the first cut, when they were, was it 23-25? I'm like, come on.
There's
guys.
Reasons they schedule those games right when the students are gone.
Yeah.
And, yes. You know, it's like you've done some travel, you've played some tough teams, you know, he's had some difficult
losses. They just finished
losses.
Finals.
Yeah, their
know.
Brains are numb. And then
you
they're
forget
like,
that part.
And you're like, yeah, let's just let's bring in somebody who's, you know, might present a first 8-minute challenge, and then after that, no.
I mean, that team wasn't terrible.
Well, not at all.
No, but yeah, you know, just out warm out.
Yeah. We were sleepwalking for a while, and then there we go.
Well, and it's always fun, too, to watch those teams. You know, they have a blast playing in the kennel. They don't get to do stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
You know, the Zags are spoiled, but, you know, those kids beforehand are... You know, got their phones out, they're filming stuff.
Absolutely.
And it is. It's awesome. And then watching their coach at the beginning of that game, when he's like, dude, we are in this. Let's go.
I know.
Let's go. He's fired up because he knows it's not going to last the whole game.
But yeah,
he's
just proud of their effort.
For a while, let's keep going, guys.
He was also, I think, 29 years old, they said it.
Is that what he was?
Yeah, young.
He did not look.
No doubt.
He looked older than that, but I mean, you know, it's like 29. Good for you. Youngest D1 coach, I think, in the nation.
Is that right? Well, wow, very cool. I did not hear that.
Huh. All right, guys, the top 10 list is out as voted on by our staff here, and this song did not make it. We'll get to our number 10. We'll kick that off here in about 15 minutes. This song, On the Outside Looking In.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And every year, less and less people believe in Santa Claus. I mean, we have a real energy crisis on our hands.
Oh. Kevin James.
I mean, just see how low the plusometer is.
That's shocking.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we'll get to the number 10 song of 2024 as we go through the top 10 as voted on by the staff here, including our buddy Rick, who joins in for the votes every year. How many years you done this now, Rick? 3, 4? What are they?
First time was 2019, I believe.
Oh, man. Did we take a break during that thing, whatever that thing was called?
No, I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
All right. So 5.
Yeah,
done.
Well, happy 5 years. Do we get you something gold, silver? What's
we got to get you a prize.
A paperweight?
I know we did a list in 2018 for sure.
You guys did it in 2018, and I sent the former producer a list. He's like, you should be on it next year. I said, sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were super mad probably about the list. And
no,
all that.
I'm always happy in the general sense, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to choose from.
I value everyone's opinions.
It's hard.
Well, that can change.
Wow.
It will. Don't worry.
As we get going through this, there'll be some anger, I'm sure. Audio Vault time. Sometimes when you're a superstar, people will ask you to sign stuff. Keith Urban had an interesting one.
It's sort of one of the odd things that you sign, right? So you're playing a show and this girl yells out from the audience, will you sign my leg? And I went, oh, of course, what a great moment. You know, so like, come on, this is years, long, long time ago. So she's out there. I say, yep, come on up, you know. Then she disappears. I couldn't see her. And then she pops up out of the same spot she is and throws this prosthetic leg.
Yes.
And this leg just landed with a thud. So I pick the leg up and I'm signing the leg. And then I'm like, how do I get it back to her?
You make it crowdsourced.
surf on the way back.
That's kind of what I did.
Okay.
So I gave it to the audience and they just surfed it back and she hooked it on and she's like,
that is, she's rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah. It was rock and roll.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I just signed this. Can you sign my leg? Thud.
Oh.
Okie dokie.
I didn't realize that was a portable one.
I thought you were coming up, but I guess not.
Yeah. And Kelly Clarkson's reaction, that is incredible.
I know.
That got me.
Yeah. Ray Romano has twins. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that.
I actually did because when he did, I remember something about it. He had twins on the show, and then they made a big deal about him when he had
actual twins. Yeah. And he, you know, it was a long time ago when they were young. They would like to try to travel with his family, of course. And he goes, at the beginning, you know, twins are a lot, so we didn't always travel with both of them.
When they were like three, we traveled everywhere. I was living in New York, in Queens. This is before I got the show. And I had to come out to L.A. for some promo, something. And my wife and I decided, let's just take one. You know, so crazy hard. Yeah. So one stayed with my mother. We came out here. We got to the hotel. This is the first time, you know, they're 3 years old. We get into the hotel room. My wife and I are unpacking. And in the other room, we hear a thump. And we go in the other room. And it was my twin standing next to a wall-sized mirror. He thought he saw his brother. And he
tried to give the mirror the hug.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Apparently, Ray Romano didn't have full-length mirrors in his house or his apartment. That's my twin. I'm going to give it a hug. Yeah, sorry, that's just
me. This guy's always with me.
Yeah, right. How weird would that be? All of a sudden, you don't have your twin. Yeah. Oh, there he is.
He has that new show out on Netflix right now, and I highly recommend that show. We watched it, I mean, in two nights. It's 30-minute episodes.
Okay.
8 episodes of Lisa Kudrow, and it's a No Good Deed.
Oh yeah. I've had some good talk about
my,
that.
It's the weirdest show because I would almost turn it off all the time, like, this is terrible. And then the next second, got you back in.
Really?
It was crazy. Yeah.
Huh. That's awesome.
And it's on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay.
No Good Deed. All right. Good recommendation. I appreciate it.
Minus all the words and everything. But
there's some, it's adults only.
You know, yes. That's your own personal choice to control, folks.
Yes.
Thanks, Kev.
We can't be.
Don't let your 6-year-old watch that show.
Yeah, please. I think that's a fair warning. Yeah.
My son and his girlfriend watched. They're two that are very tough to agree on a movie together.
Mm.
Mainly my son's fault.
Yeah, clearly.
But she also likes all the scary stuff, and he does not. So. But they watched Carry On, the new one that we talked about yesterday, where Jason Bateman is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, is that the one, the airplane thing?
Yes.
Yes.
And they said it is phenomenal.
It's a good deal, huh?
Yeah, they're like, you gotta watch it.
All right, I like that. Thank you for the recommendation. Yeah.
And what was that on again? I forget. Was that Netflix as well?
Only There Was a Way.
I think it is Netflix.
Okay. Did you know Keira Knightley could play music on her teeth?
I hear that you can play your teeth.
That's like a special hidden talent.
It's yeah.
You play music on your teeth?
I can play music on my teeth, yes.
And they said you will do it here for us.
I will do it for you.
Okay, and I've got this. Keira.
Do you want to tell us what you're playing first, or?
It's the holiday season, so rocking around the Christmas tree.
Oh, okay.
Okay, are you ready?
All right. I mean, all right. Yeah. I mean, party trick, I guess.
Right now, hear a dentist being like, oh, do not do that.
Don't do that. You hurt your teeth. So Kevin Costner's walking down the street, and you see Kevin Costner, and you're walking down. It's a snowy, snowy day, and you're like, man, I'm just out here, just me and not that many people. It's snowing like crazy. There's ice everywhere. And, there's Kevin Costner. Let me get my phone out. I'm going to ask him about Yellowstone. I bet he'll love to have that conversation.
Hey, Kevin, what are your thoughts about Yellowstone finally ending?
I'm not even thinking about that. I don't think I'm giving any thought, so we'll just let it go.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Have you spoken to Luke at all? Luke Grimes?
No, we're done talking.
All right.
You're a good guy. Don't slip.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome,
all right, see you.
You're a good guy. Don't slip. I mean, he was nice enough about it. What a kind of question are we doing right
because
there?
Because also, like, where are they at? I just feel like they're
just walking down a sidewalk.
Are they in Aspen or something? Like,
I don't know for sure. It's just kind of.
It's like,
he was trying to dig, and Kevin Costner's like, dude, stop.
I mean, please. Right away,
it felt
he's like.
Paparazzi like.
I like, can we let it go right here?
Cool. Yeah. We'll just let it go.
Okay. We'll just let it go. But no.
He was trying to excuse it, you know.
Like, follow up.
Have you spoken to Luke at all?
Dead silence. Like that. Like, what?
Have you spoken to Luke at all? Luke Grimes?
No, we're done talking.
All right.
You're a good guy. Don't slip.
we're not talking. You're a good guy. Don't slip. This is the greatest end to a conversation
nice.
Ever. Yeah. That's your audio vault for a Thursday. It's the 19th day of December, 2024. All right. We're into the top 10. We've
Let's
cracked
do
the
it.
Top 10, guys. Ooh. Top 10 song of 2024. This is number 10. It was my number 10. It was Kevin's number 10.
Oh, weird.
It was Steve's number 4. It was not on Rick's list.
Sounds about right.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
One thing about trains, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding to get on.
Kevin James.
Merry Christmas!
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Six more sleeps.
He's coming.
I don't think we ever used that at my house. I don't think we did the sleep countdown.
The sleeps? Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more of a new
Maybe
thing,
it is.
And I don't know if that's true or not.
Do you use it, Rick?
My wife bought like a Santa Claus that has a block numbers in it. So every morning the kids get up and they change the
Oh,
numbers.
yeah, we did that. Yeah, we did that one too. I like that one.
I think we realized, I let my wife decorate before Thanksgiving since we weren't having Thanksgiving at my house.
Okay. And you let your wife decorate. That's
you
out loud.
In charge.
That's out loud on the radio.
Me, she knows.
Okay. All right.
But
she knows.
Come to the. It's okay. I love her anyway.
Does she love you anyway?
Yes, she does. I hope so. but they have a Santa Claus thing with the numbers in there, and you realize that. If you want 37 days before Christmas, these number blocks do not allow
they
that.
They don't, yeah.
It's just like, what?
It's weird. That's funny. We've done that too where you go, oh, well, they don't have enough numbers in there. I don't know what's happening. Oh, well, we'll just leave it
just
as it is.
Wait for a couple more days and
yeah,
we got this.
That's right. All right, well, we're going to play a little game here for Kevin. This is a very hard game to explain. So
no,
if
is.
You wouldn't mind just carefully explain it to the listeners so that somebody can win these Parker McCollum tickets August 21st at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Kevin, over to you.
You know, sometimes we're like,
Listen
we just
carefully.
Make you work way too hard for
yes,
it.
Yes, very true.
And today we're like, well, you know what? If you can guess a number, you could win these tickets. We're just going to play a good old round of high-low where you basically, you know, we've picked a number. Mm. By the way, who has the number?
I mean, you do.
I do? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And don't we have a very creative name for this as well?
Steve, I can't remember what the name is. Can you say it?
Well, I will. I don't know if you'll like it, though.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's High Low for Parker Mo Collum. Eh?
All right, so... So all I got to do is say a number? That's all I got to do is say a number, and then
yeah.
And then you're going to say high or low, I guess is what you're going to say, right?
That's it, yeah.
Wow.
And then they're going to try to figure it out if it's...
It is very complicated.
Know, what
I'm,
it is.
I'm glad you had explained the rules. 509-441-0999, that's our phone number. You can win Parker McCollum tickets right now. High, low for Parker Moe, that's what we're playing. All you got to do is pick a number. And what do we have parameters on the number? Are we like, or is it between one and infinity, or what are we
one
doing?
One and 100.
Oh, one and 100?
Yep.
This is the easiest game we've ever played.
It will be
it's
over
It's the easiest
fast.
Game we've ever played, and it's the best game we've ever played. Devin?
Hello?
How are you doing?
Good.
All right, why don't you pick a number and see if you can get it right. We'll play a little high-low here. What number?
I'm going to go number one since Parker McCollum's number one in country music.
Wow.
He really is.
Look at him go.
I will tell you, it is higher.
Higher.
Than number one.
If you would have said lower, I would have come over there and slapped you. Devin, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Higher than number one. Everybody's mad at Devin because he didn't really narrow it down.
He didn't. Although he did do something that's a little tricky, which is just take number one. Because what if it was number one?
100%.
We could have danced around that for a while.
Been great. Jason.
Yes.
All right, buddy. Higher than one.
Higher than one.
Yes.
I'm going to go four.
Okay. Higher.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. 509-441-0999. Little high low for Parker Moe. John. That's a lie. Brad.
Brad.
Hey, Brad.
How we doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. You ready for a little high-low? I'll tell you, it's higher than four and lower than 100, Kevin?
Lower than,
lower than 100. Is it lower than 100
it
or
is.
Lower than 101?
Lower than 100.
Lower than 100.
Eight. Yep.
All right, what number, bud?
Eight.
Eight it is, Kevin.
Eight, huh? Higher.
Oh, curveball. Okay, higher than eight. I was going to say. You know what I was thinking, Rick, right? You figured out what I was thinking? Yeah, okay. It's higher than eight, lower than 100. John, what do you think?
Let's go with 17.
Okay, wow, look at that.
Oh, whoa, way to jump way up there, John.
That's a big jump.
John, that's a good guess. That is not correct. It is still higher than 17.
Higher than 17. Look at us go. Thank you, John. Appreciate you, buddy. 509-441-0999. It's high low for Parker Moe. Melissa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate you asking. All right, a little high low. We know it's higher than 17 and lower than 100.
Okay, we're going to jump up to 66.
66.
Hey, I like the way you play the game.
Cut that number in half. Let's go. Kevin?
Lower.
Lower than 66? All right, thank
lower
you.
Than 66, higher than 17.
Look at you go, mister. All right, Dan, what do you think? Higher than 17, lower than 66?
I'm going to say the double nickel, 55.
55, Kevin.
Ooh, lower.
Yeah, it sounded like he didn't know for a minute. Like he was doing the math in his head. All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. 509-441-0999. Tanya.
Hello? Hello?
Hi there. Lower than 55, higher than 17.
I'm going to go with 33.
33? Well, look at the way we're doing this right now.
Everybody's doing the double numbers. It is higher than 33.
All right. Higher than 33, lower than 55. That puts us over here to Denise.
I'm going
to
say 48.
48, Kevin.
Oh, it's lower than 48.
Lower than 48, higher than 33.
But you have done some work.
All right.
Yeah, look at that. We're narrowing it down.
That's so fantastic. Les?
37.
Higher than 37.
Higher than 37, lower than 48. Look at us. Look at us go. Is it Mackenzie?
Yes, it is.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. All right, Mackenzie, do you know where we are at?
I think so.
Okay, so you're lower
than 55.
48.
Oh, 48. Yeah, that's
and
right.
And higher than 37. Lower than 48, higher than 37.
I'm going to say 42.
Higher than 42.
Whoa, wow. All right, thank you, Mackenzie. Appreciate it. 509-441-0999, high low for Parker Moe. I don't mind the name, Steve.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is fun to say. Not Rick in the studio, but Rick. Oh, no, that's a lie. Brandon's first. Brandon?
All right.
Brandon, lower than 48, higher than 42.
Let's go 45.
Lower.
Lower than 45. Rick.
Hey.
Rick, it's what is it again? It's lower than 48 and higher than 45? Is that what you said? Or vice versa, Kevin?
No, it's between 45 and 42.
How about 44?
Hey, we got ourselves a winner. You get to go see Parker McCollum.
Nice effort. Congratulations, man.
Everybody started doing
the
double numbers. We started... Someone did 66, then we did 55, then we did 33, and I was like,
oh, this will go quick.
Oh, they're going to get 44.
It's
but
almost over.
Then
we
got a little sidetracked.
Well, congratulations, Parker Moe, for you for High Low. All right, we are on to song number 9. This, I believe, is the 9th most popular song of the year, as voted on by Coyote Country, and I will tell you, Rick did not have it on his list.
Oh, he's
shocked.
Two in a row, Rick. Dang it.
Steve. Did not have it on his list.
What?
Kevin did not have it on his list.
Well, that's a weird...
So we just...
I mean, on my list, it was number one.
Must have been your number one.